Here he is. He's the coach of BYU. 5 seasons there. He's won 3 regular season titles. He's won 20 games all 5 years. And if you're thinking, is that the same guy? Yes, it is. He was the shooting guard on the Phi Slamma Jamma Houston team in 1983. Here he is, Dave Rose with us on Mike and Mike in the Morning. Congratulations, coach.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you guys doing?
Not as good as you. I know it's been a long time coming to get that win yesterday in double overtime, but I was telling Greeny your personal story of your summer, what you went through, and I think it's a great chance to let people inside exactly what you went through. I know you're on a family vacation. You're in Las Vegas. What happened after that?
Well, I started to feel a little bit lightheaded and got to where I couldn't stand up, and so I was on the plane. The paramedics took me off the plane. We ended up at the hospital, and after a day or two of tests trying to figure out what was wrong, I had, you know, a tumor that was removed, and the tests were made, and it was originated in my pancreas and came back as a malignant tumor, and that I was, I had pancreatic cancer. And that was a tough time for us. You know, we knew a lot about the illness because it affected some of our friends, and then a couple days later I got some really good news that it was a real rare form of cancer. They took me to Salt Lake. I went up to the Huntsman Cancer Center there, and from then I've just been doing better and better. All the cancer has been removed, the tumor's out. They took out some lymph nodes and some other areas of my spleen and part of my pancreas, and I've got clear scans since then. I have another scan here after the tournament, and right now things are really, really good. I had a great season. I felt good the whole season. I had strength, and so I've been really blessed, really fortunate.
You know what's interesting is that sometimes people talk about sports, you know, your profession, your job, I guess maybe whatever your profession is, taking you away from your troubles. The fact that you had been through this and have been living with it all year long, how did it affect the way you viewed coaching and the way you viewed dealing with your players?
You know, mentally, it has really been a positive thing for me, the way that I affect coaching. I think physically, it's the same approach. I'm still pretty wired and pretty, every day is a day that you're trying to get things done and you're focused on things. But when you sit down and you actually think about things that are really, really important, the first thing that comes to mind is that I'm really grateful for the opportunity just to be able to do this. There was never a day all year long where I felt like it was a grind or, oh, I got to get up tomorrow and do this. I mean, my mental attitude towards our jobs this year has been as refreshing as it's ever been in my 27 years of coaching.
Well, we got a chance, or the nation got a chance to see Jimmer Fredette. He had 37 yesterday in double overtime. Just a magnificent season he's had. He's gone through mono. He's gone through his own battles with illness. And when fully healthy, he's one of the elite guards in the country. Take me back, though, to Glen Falls, New York. First time you saw Jimmer Fredette and the connection with him to get him to come to Provo.
You know, the first time we saw him, we heard about him, and so one of my assistants went out and watched him play and said he was a pretty good player. And we were going to follow him around that summer, on the AAU circuit. Well, in June that year before July period, he shows up at our camp, at BYU camp. And I, you know, came down and watched one of the first games of the camp that Monday night. And I was just really surprised. And needless to say, I watched a lot of his games during that week of camp. And that's when we first got to know him. And that was, he was going into his sophomore season. So we tracked him down for a couple, 2 or 3 summers. I actually, one time in the fall, went out to Glens Falls and watched him play a football game there when he was playing football his junior year. And it rained all the way up there and all the way back and all through the game. But I had a chance to sit in the stands, get wet, and watch him play football. And then, at least they knew that I was really interested in him.
I think he has the chance, you know, if you guys can keep this run going. Obviously, you're one win away from playing a virtual home game in Salt Lake City in the Sweet 16. He has a chance to maybe be the Steph Curry of this tournament. For somebody who hasn't seen him or didn't get a chance to watch the whole game yesterday, give me a sense of what makes him special, what allows him to be such a high-scoring guard.
Well, he has such a variety of shots, and he plays at a variety of paces. He never really gets out of control. He can, kind of stop on a dime and elevate and shoot a three. He can fall away back and shoot a three. He can kind of lull you to sleep and then get right past you, shoot a runner off of 1 foot. I mean, he's just got a variety of ways to score. He can get to the glass. He can finish at the rim with both hands. And then when he gets fouled, he's, 90% free throw shooter. And so his ability to score points is amazing to watch. And, there's times with our team where, when he was scoring, 15, 18, 22 points a game, we had a lot of help around him. And then there's times when, he's gone off. We've needed him. He's a great late game scorer, Doug. A lot of guys can score, but late in the game, you set him a ball screen and he can really read the defense and find ways to get through it, to get around it, to get behind it, and to get shots off.
What would it mean, to BYU fans? What would it mean, really, to the state of Utah, so many Mormons nationwide, for you guys to play in Salt Lake City?
Well, I think our win yesterday was meant a lot to a lot of people because it had been so long. We've been to this tournament, I think, five, six or seven times and been beat. And the last time we won a game was in 1993. And so I think people are really excited right now about our ability to advance finally after a lot of good teams have gotten here and we haven't been able to get forward. And so now I think that, if we can just play with passion and with the focus that this team's 30-5. We've only been beat by three teams all year long. And so I think it's going to be tough to knock us out, and we believe that. And if we can get the game going how we like it and deal with all obviously the issues that Kansas State presents us, a big win going back to Salt Lake, it would be a pretty wild week next week.
Dave Rose of Brigham Young, a 7 seed, a big win yesterday, and now they'll get K-State tomorrow, one win away from going to Salt Lake City for the regional. Dave, thank you so much, Coach. Congratulations. Terrific win yesterday.
All right, thanks a lot, guys, and good luck to you.